Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the last week of August, and there's still chances to take advantage of the offers going on at Birdies, Memphis's number one spot for virtual golf here in Memphis. Located downtown on the South Main, I should say in the historic South Main district of downtown, August means that you get discounts. You can get a full membership and receive a six-month practice membership for free. Details on both memberships are available at the website, golfatbirdies.com. And through the rest of the month, if you book a standard tee time in advance at golfatbirdies.com, you will get a discount based on the number of players that you have in the group. If you have four players or more, 40% off that standard rate. A threesome, 30% off that standard rate. Twosomes, 20% off. If you're a single, 10% off that standard rate. All of the information's at golfatbirdies.com. Birdies also makes a great spot to host your fantasy football draft. They'll put the draft right there on one of the big projectors of the simulators, and you can have a fun group activity. Also, Saturdays and Sundays is the, of course, we got Premier League Soccer, and Birdies is the downtown headquarters of Premier League Soccer. They'll open early at 9 a.m. so that you can watch all those matches and the full day of college football. Golfatbirdies.com is the website. Follow them on Instagram at Birdies901. Let's get in the list. Dave Portnoy. Front Office Sports reported Monday night that Ohio State had effectively barred Dave Portnoy, a high-rolling Michigan donor, from entering the stadium ahead of the noon kickoff. Buckeyes Athletic Director Ross Bjork then pushed back on social media, insisting Ohio State didn't make the call. He said the university didn't ban Portnoy from the final hour of Big Noon kickoff, which is usually broadcast from inside the stadium. Instead, Bjork said it was a Fox decision because Portnoy won't be a permanent part of the main desk. That lines up with the idea that Portnoy won't have a traditional desk role all season. He's set to debut on Big Noon kickoff this Saturday with a Barstool show on FS1 starting the following Monday. But the specifics of his role remain unclear. We now know why Fox brought him on board, but not exactly what he'll do. According to Awful Announcing, the Big Ten issued a response via a spokesperson saying that Portnoy won't appear on the Big Noon kickoff's main stage inside any Big Ten stadium. So there's a couple of things on this. Number one, I think Ross is hiding behind the it was a Fox decision that doesn't pass the smell test. I also know Ross Bjork. He's not great at these crisis management. I also know this to be true. Ohio State was not happy when Fox announced that Dave Portnoy would be on the broadcast. I just know this, having consumed Barstool content for 15 years now, this is how Dave wins every single time. This is why Dave Portnoy is a 100 millionaire. Like this, it's the NFL barred him and it made him as big of a star as possible. You're just feeding right into his hands.
Oh, he was, I don't want to say he's thrilled by the news because I'm sure he would have loved
it. Oh, I think he was giddy.
Stadium, but I mean, then he, you know, puts out the tweet of him with the mustache on, like Bobby Valentine.
That was from when he snuck into one of these Super Bowl media days when he was barred from that as well.
Connor Stallions then tweeted and said, "Hey, do you need tickets?"
That was a great joke.
That was very good. And I didn't listen to it, but I know he put out one of his like emergency press conference things today. Mm-hmm. So, no, I mean, look, I am not a big Barstool guy or big Portnoy guy, but I certainly respect what he's built and the army that he has behind him. And this news coming out, I think, was tremendous for Fox and their morning show, as I mentioned to start the show, because now, let's be honest, like, I didn't really have, once again, I'm working, so it's a little different, but like, if I were a normal consumer of pregame shows, Fox still hasn't really made a dent for me. But now I'm like, ooh, how are they going to incorporate him? What are they going to do? Are they going to try to sneak him in? Like, what does Fox try to do to incorporate Dave Portnoy now that this story is out there? So I just think it really, in my opinion, it helps out Dave because that's what he does, to your point. And I also think it helps out the morning show, which, you know, to be honest, doesn't really have that much buzz going, especially if you're going up against a pregame show that's going to be at the same place and they're going to be honoring an all-time college football legend throughout the program in Lee Corso.
Yeah, I think this is also one of those ones where you can kind of pro-wrestle this, but this is what I also think is probably also true. I think that Urban Meyer and his representation do not want Dave Portnoy on that set, and this is where you have to start battling. You have to start battling all your talent, because I was always curious about what Dave's role would be, because while I do find him funny, when he is in like a traditional desk, like broadcast, that is not when he thrives. And I always was curious what role would they give him, because Fox once upon a time did this with Clay Travis, and Clay basically is just like at a remote location, and they go to him doing a stand-up for like 2 or 3 minutes. So if that's all they were going to do for Dave, that never made sense to me. Like, I don't get bringing him on board. Like, if you're going to lean into the pro wrestling element, like, lean into it. Have him bring a little bit of chaos on the stage, because do I want to watch Dave Portnoy versus Urban Meyer? Yes. One of the ideas that reportedly had been kicked around was when they break to him, he would be fact-checking, like, all of the Ohio State people. Like, I think that could be a little bit funny. But, I don't... To me, like, this is one of those things where I feel like Fox knows what they want to do, but they can't get everybody moving in the same direction, and so you wind up doing this thing where, like, no one's going to be satisfied.
Yeah, have we ever... Do we have any clarity on what his role was going to be?
No, because still unclear. It now appears that they're not putting him on the desk.
And to be honest, they shouldn't. He doesn't bring any insight. Like, the Bear's my guy, but like, Chris Felica brings unique insight from a gambling standpoint and from just a historical, he's a researcher, he's going to find unique nuggets standpoint. Like, what does Dave Portnoy, outside of being an agitator, bring to the table? You need him out and about and hanging with the people.
He brings entertainment, he brings conflict, and he brings, like, that's why I was saying, like, if they actually put him on the desk, I'm fine with it, because that's the other thing. I know all those guys, their football credentials. I'm still waiting for the first football show where I learn football.
You can learn from him.
But my point is, like, in the end, it's a television show.
True.
Like,
but that's not, I mean, look, I am probably not the person you want. They're not trying to grab me.
And I'll be honest, I actually find that I like their pregame show. Do I make a point to watch it every week? No, but I kind of like the vibe that they go with, but this just very much to me feels like they're serving too many masters, and you're going to wind up with just kind of a nothing burger.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with that assessment.
Emergency press conference time, said Portnoy. So the big story involving me right now is Ohio State banning me from entering the shoe to be a part of Big Noon kickoff on the field. They also banned the Barstool Sports College Football Show. We were supposed to be in Columbus. We talked about being in Columbus, and then we got word that Ohio State was not going to allow us to be on campus with Big Noon kickoff. The Barstool founder then went on to self-reflection mode, balancing his reputation for having no filter and always telling it as he sees it with the company's new relationship with Fox Sports.
Portnoy will now be appearing on Big Noon Kickoff as a regular and will also launch the new FS1 Daily Show. But he appreciated the difficult spot the network is caught between one of their biggest partners in the Big Ten and their newest partner in Barstool Sports. Quote, "They definitely got put in a weird spot. They couldn't see this. How could anyone see that crying Ryan Day and Ohio State would be this soft? I mean, they got a big game versus Texas coming up. I'm going to be rooting for them. I'm rooting for the Big Ten. But Michigan has just broken Ohio State." Like, this is just like, it just plays right into his hands. Like, he gets to run the Patriots playbook all over again.
You should just embrace him, man. Bring him in.
Like, either you hired him or you didn't. You know what I mean?
Well, and it's, you know, I know Ohio State's already, you know, reportedly upset. They don't want these noon games. They asked Texas to move it to the night, and they said no. It just, yeah, it does feel like just kind of go Ted Lasso here. Just accept him. Welcome in. Welcome with open arms.
So the other big news, of course, involving Fox is indeed they are in a carriage dispute with YouTube TV. I believe, according to reports, they have until tomorrow afternoon, I want to say maybe 4 p.m. I can't remember if it was 4 Eastern, but they have until then to get a deal done. So there's a couple of things here. Number one, this is exhibit, whatever, 38A of, I am just so sick of every TV and every media outlet just using sports fans as nothing more but like, than just pawns on their board to try and get a better deal for themselves. Like, stop it. But the other thing is, it seems to me that the strategy from Fox is as follows. They are launching Fox One, and if they can't get the terms for the YouTube deal like they like, they believe that will drive subscribers to Fox One, which is all of their content from Fox Sports, FS1, Fox News, Fox Business, all of their properties. That feels like a very short-sighted strategy.
They just put out a tweet via Big Ten Network with all of the Big
Ten. Oh, it also includes Big Ten Network.
Yep. Football season is coming, and YouTube TV customers could miss the Big Ten football on Fox, FS1, and Big Ten Network. I don't know who's in the wrong here. It annoys me that here we are again. It was, I think, 2 years ago that this happened, where we had this dispute. I think it was with ESPN.
Yes, we did.
We missed, I don't know if it was a full Saturday. We missed some games for sure. And I think I went and I got like, I don't know who.
Well, Roku, I was going to say, I think actually, I'm trying to remember if it was directly with ESPN or was it with ABC stations? Because I want to say that I went and got
was,
like the digital
it was 2023
antenna.
Disney entirely. And yep.
But don't worry. YouTube TV told me they're committed to continuing to work with Fox to reach an agreement, but if their content becomes unavailable, they will be offering me a $10 credit. So I am just thrilled that I mean, that's totally worth it right there.
Also, just to confirm, it is 5 p.m. Eastern, so 4 p.m. Central.
4 p.m. Central tomorrow.
Yes.
They're not going to come to an agreement tomorrow. The deadline is Saturday at 11 a.m. Central. Like, that's the deadline.
And I believe the numbers I saw, YouTube TV subscribers are right around 9.5 million. It seems to me that it's small enough potatoes that Fox as a business. I actually think this is one of those ones where I can't believe that I wind up taking up for the cable providers. I think more times than not, what happens is the networks are actually the bad guys, but because, like, it's one of those situations where it's like, just because you're also evil, but you're in the right, doesn't mean you're not evil. Just saying, another good time to yet again be someone that still has traditional linear satellite television.
You know, I made the decision when I moved out here to go YouTube TV. For the most part, I've been happy. I love the functionality, especially on my phone, how easy it is to watch it. Going on a trip, how easy it is to watch it.
Oh, you know what I mean? Like I can do with my DirecTV app? Like when I watched Shedeur Sanders on a Friday night because my daughter was getting to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Plus, so that meant Daddy could open up and watch a little Shedeur.
You have it now, but I think YouTube TV might have pushed them in the right direction on that. They've been on the forefront of a lot of stuff, but this is annoying me. Like this, if I don't have this, this is going to be annoying.
I don't like having a remote without buttons.
That's fair.
You know,
I mean,
think about how many years we put in those reps knowing a channel lineup from memory.
That's your argument.
You know what I mean? Like, do you realize how easy that is? Like, when people come over and watch me watch TV, like it's like watching Picasso paint because of how seamlessly I can go in between channels. And yes, for every YouTube TV blowhard out there, like, yes, I know there's a way to hit the middle button and then it can bring up the last four channels. Well, guess what? I can't punch in 219. I can't punch in 13, 24, 206, 646-2. I can't just seamlessly go through everything that I need.
I just set up all my sports stations at the top, so they're all just clumped together. It's very easy.
I do wonder, though, if Fox and ESPN are going to start playing a lot more hardball and really try to drive people to the apps. Because, like, think of it in these terms. Even I, who am a dinosaur and understand that my avenue for watching television cannot last forever, if we are accepting that eventually it's going to be a streaming-only world and that there will not be linear television content provided, wouldn't it make sense that you're just trying to get people in as soon as possible?
So if I had to guess how this plays out, they don't come to an agreement until they'll have an agreement before NFL starts. I think they're willing to sacrifice the first weekend of college football because they want people to try the Fox One app, to your point. And I just went on the Fox One app's website. I have never heard of it before.
It launched the same day that the new ESPN app was at the
21st. I can try it for 7 days free. So there you go. If you need to watch Texas and Ohio State, like we all do, because it is a very important thing that we watch that. My guess, this is my gut. I hope I'm wrong.
You also, don't forget, Friday night you've got Auburn and Baylor.
Oh, yeah.
If you also want to watch BTN games, because whatever, first, do we have an, yeah, so if you want to, I know everybody out there's got to watch Ohio at Rutgers.
Sure.
That's at 5 p.m. Central Time. And then the nightcap of Miami of Ohio at Wisconsin. Thursday, also BTN. FS1 game, so you got Western Michigan at Michigan State. And then I know everybody's got to get a hold of Central Michigan at San Jose State. Those are FS1 games. Then on Saturday, as mentioned, the big one. You also have FAU at Maryland on BTN. That's the split BTN with Ball State, Purdue, the Battle of Indiana.
Mm.
FS1's got Old Dominion, Indiana. Fox will also have what I think is, we didn't talk about this, but like part of week one. Man, if I'm Iowa State and if I'm Kansas State, the last thing I want to do is come back stateside and take on South Dakota, who Iowa State faces at 2:30 on Fox, and then Kansas State takes on North Dakota. Like, I don't want to play decent FCS teams after that trip.
Oh, I already bet South Dakota. Plus 15.5. Give me South Dakota. Give me the Coyotes. Because you know who Iowa State plays next week, right?
Is it the Cyhawk?
Yeah.
Alaska. So
you played in Ireland. You come home, you play an FCS team. Per Phil Steele's preview magazine, they're 3-10 all time ATS against FCS teams. And it's a good FCS program. Not South Dakota State or North Dakota State, but pretty darn good. I think a top 10 FCS program. And all you want to do is just get out of there with a win and get ready for Iowa. Like, it is the ultimate sandwich spot of sandwich spots. You just beat Kansas State in Ireland. You have your bitter rival waiting in the wings. And, oh, by the way, you have to play South Dakota. They might be losing at halftime.
Let's see what else we have on the family of networks. Albany and Iowa, that's on FS1.
Ooh, don't sleep on the Danes.
Montana State at Oregon on BTN.
What was that game? I think it was one of the first years we were doing shows together. And Montana State was playing Oregon State. And I really liked Montana State.
Yeah, it was like after Oregon State had a big game, and I was just trying to preach to you that Jonathan Smith, if he knows the number, he covers.
They won by 40.
Yeah. That's also Utah at UCLA, which we had to remind ourselves yesterday, not a conference game.
Late night. That game's at that's 10 Central.
10 Central.
And at the same time, my guy, Damon Williams on BTN, Washington, Colorado State.
It's
a big win for Hawaii, Arizona, and Cal, Oregon State going on at the same time.
Have these companies got too big? Like, that's kind of what I always wonder. Like, in general, I'm a capitalist and a free market guy. I also recognize that, like, we have some companies that are entirely too large. Because at the end of the day, YouTube TV is Google. Am I really rooting for Google?
Are you really rooting for Fox? Like, I'm not rooting for either one of these.
No, it's like, that's the thing. It's like, I'm rooting for people to watch the games.
All right, I just want to pay a subscription to a network and watch the games I want to watch. That's all I'm asking. And I get it, you know, all these people are like, oh, you got to pay like $1,000 to watch all the NFL games. You don't have to. If you just want to watch your local team, it's free on television if you want to do...
Provided there's no blackouts.
Sure. They still do blackouts?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they do blackouts in baseball because, you know, the commissioner doesn't want the sport to thrive. But...
I'm telling you, man, I think this is going to be fascinating. I think the NBA thinks they can pull off this, what the NBA is doing with all these different providers. I think it works with the NFL because while the NFL...
Everything works with the NFL.
But it's like there's a rhythm to it. All right, yeah, we know Thursday night we got to have Amazon. That's fine. But then when it comes to Sundays... It's literally just have your local provider or have the Sunday ticket.
Yep.
And then it's special occasions. You need either Netflix or Peacock. I'm telling you, man, the NBA, it's going to start confusing people because there's going to be so many games on so many days and everyone's just going to be like, whatever. I don't care. And I actually think this is a big problem with their regular season product. It's also hard just to watch your team. It's not as simple as like it was even 5 years ago, which was, am I subscribed to Comcast or am I subscribed to the, you know, to DirecTV? Yes. Cool, I got the games. That is not the case anymore. It is way too hard to actually watch your team.
I agree with that because I don't actually find the NFL that confusing.
No, I also think it helps when you have a limited game slate, you can figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the NBA, not so much. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Tim, I have quite the note for our Auburn-Baylor game that we're pondering, but I want to take a look at what's eyeing us early on the card as we get ready for a massive week one. We'll do that next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM. Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tim, we got games kicking off in a little over, at this point now, 48 hours. What have you been eyeing so far? I know you bet sometimes earlier during the week. Have you already bet stuff for week one?
So, I only have, looking at my sheet right now, three bets as of right now, and none on Thursday. However, as we talked about early on in the show, Cincinnati is definitely one that I'm eyeing up at 7. And we saw a little bit of Cincinnati love come in during the show. So, a lot of 6.5s out there. There still are a couple 7s out there. And then, I'm going to do a little more homework tonight. East Carolina at NC State is pretty intriguing. Now, this could be a full revenge spot for NC State and the Wolfpack. They lost East Carolina, as we alluded to, in the bowl game. The Military Bowl, they had a fight and all of that. But those would be the two. And then the one that keeps coming up from some folks that I respect is Buffalo. There's a belief that this Buffalo team is pretty decent, that they could win the MAC, and they're on the road at Minnesota on Thursday night. So Buffalo plus
the only
17.5.
This is something that I've been monitoring. There's a lot of these. I think the MAC is now falling into the same category that like CUSA used to have, where you have these good teams that they've now just decided, like, we are just selling out for the conference, and it's like, take our check, get out of there.
True.
But I'm with you. Like, Minnesota's not really a program that, like, just blows people out.
Also, another one that I have to do a little digging on. Didn't St. Francis go D3?
Yes. Although one of them did. Aren't there multiple?
St. Francis of Pennsylvania went D3, or is going D3. So, like, their basketball coach, remember they had the story?
Yep.
Where they went to the NCAA tournament, they had no NIL, then they announced they're going D3, I think, next year, and they kind of just sold everything. I need someone to give me a little insight on the old Red Flash football program, because I might have to go Warhawks minus 23.5 here, because if this St. Francis team is like the basketball program, we might be talking about a glorified D3 program playing the Warhawks in Monroe. So that could be of interest.
All right, so I was looking it up because I have this theory that I think a well-funded SEC roster is going to look different than a well-funded Big 12 roster. But I was digging up, I was looking at my boy Hugh Freeze as a road favorite of 7 points or fewer. At Ole Miss in those games, he was 2-5 with 5 outright losses. At Auburn, he's 1-1, so he's 3-6. The Liberty, I just didn't count it because it's freaking, it was CUSA games, and it was like 2-2, so whatever. But it's 3-6 as a road favorite of 7 points or fewer with 5 outright losses. And I will say, I think what really, if you really want Baylor in this, I think you have to convince yourself that Dave Aranda was able to fix their defense, because I know, like, early in the year, remember you and I kept, like, trying to, like, time up Baylor? But, like, man, they just could not stop anybody.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of leaning towards, I know it's laying a number, but UNLV laying 10 for what we just talked about, like how bad they looked. And then also, George, what did you tell me? Sam Houston State has to bus an hour and a half to get a home game.
So that's really important. And George, I'm glad you unearthed this. So Paul Stone, who's a really good college football handicapper, he lives in Texas. He said, hey, you know, if you go on like Wager Talk and look at their odds board, they'll tell you games that are neutral sites. Like it says Nebraska, Cincinnati at Arrowhead Stadium. It says Syracuse and Tennessee at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Sam Houston State doesn't have a home field. They're playing at the Houston Dynamo Stadium, which is an hour plus away. So there is no home field advantage. And the money, yes, does continue to come in on Sam Houston, who is, by the way, in full transition from losing their head coach. So I get it. UNLV kind of looked rather suspect. But yeah, this does feel kind of like a buy low opportunity.
And then what are you eyeing on Saturday?
All right. All right, where's my list? So I am eyeing Ohio State money line.
Okay.
We can talk more about this on Friday. We'll see where the market is. I want Northwestern to get back up to 7 if possible. I think they're going to be better this year. And I think Tulane is maybe getting a little bit too much love here.
I also think Tulane's probably going to be dancing and juggling quarterbacks.
What did John Summerall said today? That Retzlaff's been taking the number one reps.
Okay, so maybe, but like that's also like he just got there, what, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago?
Yeah. And I think Northwestern, you know, they went out, like, Preston Stone's not a bad quarterback. Like, he looked terrible in that, season opener a year ago for SMU, but I actually think that could be a pretty feisty game, but I
know this. Preston Stone is better than what they trotted out at quarterback last year.
Of course. So that's one. And then the late night game.
By the way, I'm seeing that down to 5.5.
Yeah, there's sixes out there. There's 5.5s out there. So probably not going back to 7. But I think late night, prove it to me, Cal. I'm going to take Oregon State on the money line. In Corvallis against a true freshman quarterback.
You left us game.
So I think that's a massive one for the Beavers. At home, it was at 3. We saw money come in yesterday on Cal. What are you betting with Cal? I don't know. I mean, once again, true freshman quarterback. A weird, like, dynamic there because apparently people want
Ron
Rivera to be the head coach.
Which I guess nobody's paid attention to Ron Rivera's career after Cam Newton. Like, he seems like a wonderfully decent man, and I can acknowledge that. Like,
I'm sure he's a lovely man.
Yeah, but like, holy cow. I really want to fire on UTSA at plus 24, but UTSA's had like a habit in these in-state games where you think they're going to be up for it. They just kind of like play to get out of there. I'm now wondering, like, if I should hedge, like, as confident as I am about Alabama, is it just so gross? Who the hell would want to take Florida State? You just take them?
I think that's a woodshed game.
Is the classic. They took it away from us. Saban in week one was just a delight. It did not matter what the number was.
Couple other games kind of curious to me. I did bet Arizona on Sunday when it was 13.5 because I don't think Micah Alejado is going to play. That game's now at 17.5. So I'm like, probably not. I still think Arizona might smash them. Similar to what we talked about with UNLV, are we really saying that Georgia Southern is a 2.5-point road favorite against Fresno State?
So I tend to agree with you, but man, I know Kansas was fired up opening the new stadium. Fresno was god awful.
I'll trust you. I did not have eyes on
that. And so, you know, EJ Warner's now their quarterback.
Kurt's son, Rice said thanks, but no thanks.
Well, they are running a triple option now.
I mean, they were trying to run like a version of the air raid but it was just, I cannot tell you how many times I saw EJ get the ball, drift back, fire off his back foot into just nowhere. There's something about, I don't know. Why is UCLA plus six eyeing me?
Because you like pain?
You know what I mean? Like, I have.
It might get to seven, man. There's a 6.5 out there at one shop. So I think there's a couple spots where, like, yeah, just be patient. Because you know who's not going to be patient? People who haven't bet in like 3-4 months are going to be like, I need bets. So I think there's a couple spots you kind of be patient, you know?
I've decided I'm taking Carolina money line.
I could get there with you.
I mean, to me, I feel like that's going to be one of those games where either we're going to realize like, oh, it's Belichick coaching football, or they're just going to be exactly what we're talking about, where it's like Gio Lopez, wasn't that good at South Alabama?
I think I'm also going to be on Virginia Tech. I'll probably hate myself.
I will never forgive them from the... Is Drones good?
I don't know. Is...
I think I can't decide. Is this stupid Huff at home getting 13, Mississippi State?
Yeah, I think that's one of those games. I think there's two games on the board on Saturday that maybe people are getting a little too cute, and that's Toledo at Kentucky.
Yeah, I had Kentucky circled.
And that is Southern Miss home to Mississippi State. Like, I have over 4.5 wins for Southern Miss, and I would love for them to pull this off. I'm just worried, to your point, kind of as you mentioned, how far have we separated from the G5 to the P4? And look, you're always going to get...
State's bodies this year are going to be much better. Like, they're going to look more like a P4 team than they did last year.
And while I think Southern Miss, who was 1-11 a year ago and is going to be drastically better because of basically just bringing Marshall's roster down there, I don't know. I think that might be, we're getting a little too cute here situation. So, yeah, I could see, I had initially kind of eyed up Southern Miss and Toledo in the offseason.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Things are getting a little cute here. I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan shut out New Mexico.
Yeah, but are they going to score 35?
Maybe you take a New Mexico team total under. I don't know. Like, what New Mexico lost? New Mexico was not good last year. They overachieved because they had Devin Dampier and a really good coach and Bronco Mendenhall. They're both gone, and everyone else is gone. I mean, I think they brought in a decent coach, but I think that defense is going to be nasty.
I'm so going to have Nevada in 44.5. I can't wait. And they're going to be down immediately 35-0.
Oh yeah. You're going to be sweating that one
like,
out.
Like, it is a first quarter, they're going to be down 35-0.
If Nevada can get you a touchdown in the first half, you're going to be dancing a jig.
Why is Utah State giving points?
Because the Bronco Mendenhall effect.
I mean, I know UTEP's got awful, but it's like...
Did UTEP name... They named Malachi Nelson.
Yeah.
The starter, right?
Remember him?
Former five-star recruit, Malachi Nelson, with the Miners, baby.
George, is Kiffin going to run it up on Saturday?
I'd like to say yes, but I would not be surprised if once they get a lead big enough, they start rotating guys in. He's been doing that the last couple years. So expect maybe if Simmons does his job, maybe we see a little Trinidad Chambliss III at quarterback, and then some of these extra running backs and receivers out there.
Ole Miss has a quarterback that's a third?
Trinidad at Chambliss III.
By the way, going back to the random game that
Ferris State.
That's like a classic, like Sigma Nu or Sigma Nu or like Sprinter.
No in-betweens either.
Yeah. Sorry, Tim, you were saying...
Where's the guy who left LSU, who was the big-time recruit, who did the viral video with... With Brian Kelly.
Which position? Oh, Walker Howard. Walker is starting at Lafayette.
Yep.
Oh, he's off at Lafayette.
Yep.
Oh.
ULL.
I was hoping he was at Monroe.
Is he still dating Kiffin's daughter? Honestly, the most significant thing about him was he was dating Kiffin's daughter.
He did get named the starter down there.
Yeah, last week. I was like, oh, wow.
For a second, I thought it was Monroe, and I was about to get really excited about betting Monroe on Thursday night.
No, he is at Lafayette. Are you really gonna have LSU and Clemson on and not have any action on it?
I'm probably gonna be on LSU.
Okay. All right.
We still have a Friday show, baby.
I know, but the fact that we weren't even considering it. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Tim, for today's Don't Tell the Story, Tell Your Story. In front of about 23,000 empty seats disguised as the best fans in baseball last night, Wilson Contreras was asked what he said to get ejected from last night. Quote, I didn't argue any pitch. All I said was, call the pitches on both sides because you're missing them for us. Then I turned around, and the next thing I hear, he threw me out. There's no reason for it. Apparently, he heard something he thought I said. I did not say that. I didn't argue pitches. All I just said was to call the same pitches both ways. He then also, he was in such a rage, he actually hit the first base coach with a bat.
By the way, quick baseball note, Cal Raleigh is an absolute
beast. By the way, do you think we're going to also get cut-ins on our Saturdays for every at-bat when Cal Raleigh's chasing the American League record, something that doesn't exist?
No. I think they learned their lesson.
I don't know if they did. I wonder if he were hitting for the Yankees. Do you think they'd do it? I think they'd do it again.
Maybe that was one of the dumbest things they've ever done.
That was just the classic, like, dumb things. ESPN.
People care about the Yankees,
New
right?
York TV. And then I saw today on First Take, they're still saying he's chasing Aaron Judge's AL home run record. That's AL not Homer. Guys, we're not even going to have leagues in about 3 years. What's it matter?
That's right. Manfred's going to take care of that.
He's going to fix that. All right, my man. Talk to you on Friday.
See you, dude.
That, of course, is Tim Murray. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kinn Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.